This is one of my favorite Gospels to read and pray through. We call it the story of the prodigal son. The word prodigal means sort of recklessly, generously spending resources. Just wildly spending resources. And we see that the younger son here does that in a really bad way. He comes to his father and he says, "Dad, give me my inheritance." In other words, like, "You're dead to me. Like, I don't really care about you at all. I just want your stuff. And I don't really care about you. I just give me what you have for me." And the father does it. Gives him, and we're led to believe that the father gave him an awful lot. And he receives all this stuff, and then he goes out and he recklessly spends everything until he has nothing left. So then we hear the story. He finally, I love that phrase, that he comes to his senses after he had gone to this distant, it says he went to a distant country. That's sin. When we leave what we call as Catholics the state of grace, when we go out of there, we go to this distant country of sin. But finally he comes to his senses and he comes back. And we see the father, who is prodigal in a good way, in a beautiful way, in an incredibly generous, loving way. The father is the ultimate prodigal one here, because he recklessly showers his sons, both of them. He recklessly showers them, goes out to both of them. Did you notice that? He doesn't wait for either son to come. He goes out to them in love, and he showers them with mercy. And to the younger one who had wasted all this stuff, he throws a big party. He throws a celebration, because he says, "My son was dead. Look what sin had done to him. It killed him. He was lost, but now he's back." And so he throws this beautiful, beautiful celebration. In the first reading today, we had the story from the book of Deuteronomy we've been reading, and that's when the Israelites were they had gone through the Red Sea, and they were kind of just like there on the precipice. They were looking at the Promised Land, but they hadn't gone in yet. The whole book of Deuteronomy is sitting right outside the Promised Land. But then we heard today from Joshua. Now they're in there, and the first reading was like, God is going, "You don't need to just rely on the little bread that I'm sending you from heaven. Now you're going to have a feast. You're going to feast on milk and honey. You're going to have this. And you don't deserve it, because you doubted me every day. You doubted me. You fell away from me. You complained constantly against me. You don't deserve it. I don't care. I'm throwing you a feast. I love you." And you realize, like, this is what God does. He is so prodigal. He is so wasteful. He is so generous and reckless. And that the resources of heaven are endless, which is why it is that every single day on this beautiful altar and on altars like it around the world, our beautiful God says, "I am so reckless with my love, with my mercy, that I come to you here. You don't deserve it. You didn't earn it. It's not a prize. It's not a reward. It's sheer gift. And I give it to you." And what does he say? He says, "Will you be prodigal back to me? Will you be prodigal to me?" In a good way, not like this younger son or even the older one. Will you be prodigal in a generous way? Will you spend yourself? Will you give yourself generously to me? Just as I give you everything here, will you give me everything here? Yesterday, over 100 parishioners from our parishes went on a most beautiful pilgrimage. It was so heavenly. We prayed a Station of the Cross at 14 different churches. It was absolutely out of this world. And a kudos to Seminary and Lance for planning the whole thing. It was wonderful. We visited all of these beautiful churches, and we took pictures of the tabernacle at every church. and the outside of every church and the station that we were at each church. And it's all going to be in the bullets next week. And but what we were like, oh my gosh, like some of these churches, it's like, whoa, whoever built this thing was prodigal. This is reckless. This is amazing. But none of it mattered compared to what, well, it mattered, but compared to what is inside the tabernacle at every place is our beautiful Jesus. And he's so prodigal that he doesn't just come to rest in the tabernacle. I love, by the way, what Deacon Liam said last week. His grandma, who said, never waste an opportunity to go spend time with Jesus in the nearest tabernacle. What a wonderful lesson. But he doesn't just come to sit in there. He comes to hear so that we can receive him. One of the precepts of the church is that we are supposed to receive Holy Communion at least once a year in the season of Easter. But we kind of scratch our heads at that one because we're used to receiving communion every Sunday and really several of us every single day. And we scratch our heads. We go, why is that? Because a long time ago, people were like this son here who goes, I'm not worthy of you. I'm not even worthy to be called your child. Treat me as your slave. I'm no good, but I'll show up for you. But thanks be to God. It kind of started with my saint, St. Philip Neri, in the 1600s, the 1500s, where he advocated for more frequent communion. But then in 1905, Pope St. Pius X wrote a document that kind of shocked the whole Catholic world and saying, you need Jesus so much that once a year isn't going to be good enough for you. And yes, you're not worthy, but as long as you go to confession, you're in as close of a state of grace as you can imagine. Like, you're all right. Come to communion. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. He wants to be in you. He wants to be in you. That's how prodigal, how reckless, how generous he is. And again, his question for us, will we be reckless in loving him back? Pray God, yes. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.